To go before the Empress, he had to wear Cossack clothes, and when they were summoned, they passed through room after room. Eventually, they stopped. Ladies in long satin dresses came in, and courtiers with gold-braided uniforms and their hair tied back. Among them, the Empress. The Cossacks, with Vakula, bowed down. The Cossacks had been instructed by their leader how to behave and what petition to make. When the Empress asked them what they wanted, however, Vakula took the opportunity at once to make his own petition. "What are the little slippers on your feet made of? I think there is no shoemaker in the world can make slippers like that. Kind heaven, if only my wife could have slippers like that." The request was unexpected, but the Empress was gracious. "Bring him immediately the very finest slippers with gold on them," she commanded. "This fellow's simplicity pleases me greatly." The Cossacks now made their own petition. Vakula was given the slippers as the Empress had ordered, and whispered to the devil to take him home at once. Once this was done, he whipped him by way of thanks and sent him off, since Christmas Day is no time for devils. In the village, people thought either that Vakula was dead or that he had run away in despair. It was Christmas morning, and the villagers, dressed in their best clothes, were in church. Oksana, however, was thinking of Vakula all the while, and indeed his voice was missed in the choir.